4 episode, Merging with Yudum. The seaside breeze was particularly fresh on the day the Keeper of Knowledge met with his disciples. The new gathering of the Seekers of the Truth took place on a picturesque seaside, in the shade of palm trees and tall fruit-bearing trees. The sage, dressed in traditional black attire, awaited his devoted followers with a spiritually uplifting smile. Once the disciples settled in a semicircle, the voice of the Great One resonated in prayer.
Merciful Lord, open our hearts and enlighten our minds to understand the great truth that is our life. We ask this all for your glory. Aum. Let the truth be revealed.
The disciples whispered the prayer along with the Master. Reverence, tranquility, and a thirst for wisdom were evident on each face. Immediately after the prayer, an eager hand shot up. The Master calmly nodded, allowing the question to be asked.
Great Keeper, in our school, there are different dedications and practices, such as merging with Yudum. I am very interested in this topic. Could you please tell me what Yudum is? Am I correct in understanding that it helps one attain a new, stronger role and rid oneself of weak aspects?
Asked the young man in a pristine, long robe. His hair was tightly braided at the nape, and his eyes revealed an unyielding thirst for knowledge.
A very interesting question, Eric. I'm pleased that you are interested in this topic.
The eyes of the sage sparkled.
It is a Buddhist practice of merging with a deity. It is performed through meditation on the image of the deity to draw his power and energy towards oneself. It is a very ancient shamanic ritual.
Master, does it mean that Yudums existed even among shamans?
Inquired a slender girl in a sky blue linen suit.
Yes, Veronica,
replied the sage.
Ancient shamans also knew about Yudums, but later they were given Buddhist names. Instead of Tengri, there appeared Buddha. Instead of Umai, Tara. They are the same deities, forms of manifestation of the Absolute, but with Buddhist names.
Thank you, Master,
said Eric, bowing his head.
But I have another very important question. How does a person merge with a deity? How does it happen when a person has an ego?
A person must align with the deity holistically on all three centers, opening oneself to him. Then merging is possible.
Answered the sage, attentively looking at the disciples.
During this ritual, one must try to completely detach from one's ego. Only then can the deity inhabit and begin to act through the person. For example, convey prophecies. Such merging profoundly changes a person because on their own, they know and can do little. But through them, the higher power begins to act. The radiant great spirit, Yudum. The deity grants extraordinary powers, and one can, for instance, run for several days without fatigue, find a person in the mountains, or save someone from death. Such great powers and abilities begin to manifest.
Beloved Master, what about the person's soul? Does it disappear somewhere when the Yudum enters the body?
Asked Veronica, raising her eyes to the Master with genuine interest.
The soul falls asleep temporarily, and the spirit begins to act, guiding the person. And then, when it departs, the soul awakens and resumes its rule over the body.
Keeper of Knowledge, but someone is always controlling us,
exclaimed a rosy-cheeked, blue-eyed girl with golden blonde flowing hair that almost reached the ground. Her voice carried notes of incomprehension and amazement.
So many different programs, childhood influences, and Atman just watches without intervening. But here, during this possession, a new, stronger role appears, and Atman remains just an observer again? What about our eye?
The sage raised his hand towards the girl and smiled only with his eyes. From the directed energy, the student felt warming rays of calm and acceptance flowing through her body. In an instant, tranquility spread through her and she smiled gratefully at the master. The master continued to answer the question.
You said it correctly, Darina. To allow the spirit to act without hindrance, one must put their human eye to sleep. Otherwise, there may be a conflict, with Yudam saying one thing and the personality being frightened, wanting to do something differently. To avoid hindering the spirit, one must disconnect their own eye.
Wise Keeper, may I clarify? While the soul sleeps, does it continue to develop during this time?
Darina asked again.
It develops at the moment when it can open up and allow the spirit in,
the master replied, forming his fingers into the power mudra.
This is when true development occurs, because not everyone can align themselves to let in the higher spirit. Special efforts are required.
Master, I recently heard a story about a hunter who got lost in the taiga, and then a hermit found him. They say he ran through the snow for several days without fatigue, and then found the hunter and healed him. Did the spirit help him too?
Eric inquired.
Yes,
confidently answered the Keeper of Knowledge.
An ordinary person does not possess such abilities. The spirit entered his body and transmitted its powers, helping to save and heal the man.
So is it all true?
Exclaimed an adult man with stern facial features and lively dark gray eyes.
I even read in Osho's autobiography that Buddha merged with him, and they began to act together, but then they started conflicting over the body, on which side to sleep, what diet to follow. In the end, Buddha left. I then wondered if it is true that Osho has such a strong consciousness that he did not fall asleep during the possession, and remained as a second personality. I thought Osho wrote it all for effect.
Such a thing can indeed happen,
the master said calmly and steadily.
Here we clearly see that the human eye hinders the spirit from acting. Yudam wants one thing, and the personality obstructs. We must always remember that our personality is weak. It can get scared, doubt, recall harmful childhood programs. For example, if the hermit from Eric's story had listened to his eye instead of the spirit, he might have thought, running so many kilometers in deep snow, in the cold and frost, and then carrying the hunter on my back, I'd better stay home.
Thank you, Master. I will definitely think about this,
said Igor, bowing his head reverently. The Keeper of Knowledge calmly smiled, directing the light of wisdom, knowledge, and acceptance towards the student. And in space, the next question was already heard.
Great Master, is it true that devoted disciples have a connection to the spirit of the egregore? I have heard that sometimes people say, the spirit of the egregore manifested through you. What happens in that moment? Does the spirit enter one of us?
Eric addressed the master again.
Yes, but it's a bit different,
smiled the Keeper of Knowledge.
In a shaman, the spirit acts as if it were another being. But when the spiritual part of a person makes contact with the egregore, they feel a flow, energy, power, and only then do they begin to act, move forward, and achieve goals. The spirit begins to guide them. However, this happens without disconnection, because there is no need to apply any special abilities. Ordinary human strengths are enough, and the spirit simply guides them in the right direction.
Keeper of Knowledge, tell me, do I understand correctly that possession is temporary? For example, a person goes through some initiation or tunes in very strongly, and for some time, they have the powers of the deity. And then the personality takes over again?
Darina turned to the master.
Yes, there is a constant switching. The spirit enters, the personality falls asleep. And how strongly we connect to the egregore Everything depends on the person. For example, during a spiritual practice, someone may disconnect, get distracted, while others, on the contrary, connect, concentrate. All people are different. One does not connect at all. Another rarely connects. A third stays in an enlightened state for a long time. It depends on effort. Only the mentor cannot disconnect. He bears great responsibility. If he disconnects, everything will fall apart.
Thank you, Master. I am finally starting to understand something.
Darina smiled.
Beloved Master, but a holy place is never empty.
A short girl with red-gold hair and bright green eyes slyly squinted.
If you are not tuned to the spirit of the egregore, or release the image of the Master for a moment, immediately the dark powers will start taking over. They can possess and act through a person in the same way, am I right?
Of course, Margot. If nothing light guides, then the dark comes. Often dark spirits attach themselves to a person from childhood and live with them all their life. They make them resentful, envious, agitated, and feed on negative emotions. It's always like that. As soon as they disconnect from the higher, a pack of evil spirits attacks and starts tormenting the person, draining all their juices.
Master, but it's also about upbringing, isn't it?
Veronica clarified, lowering her voice.
Yes, because parents unknowingly cultivate negative emotions and habits in us.
The Keeper of Knowledge emotionally expressed his disapproval of this ugly state of human affairs.
Great Master, may I ask?
A clear female voice rang out. The sage nodded benevolently, giving the student the floor.
To channel the will of the spirit of the egregore, or Yudam, through oneself, is it necessary to follow the rule, awaken, detach, and pray?
A woman with a pleasant southern appearance, wide brown eyes, and straight black hair asked.
You are right, Victoria,
the sage replied.
To begin with, you need to awaken, detach from your eye, and start praying to the spirit with whom you want to merge. One must always remember that personality hinders the manifestation of the spirit. Fears, doubts, panic begin to appear. So the mind must be turned off. And then, in prayer, connect with the spirit so that it descends and acts through us.
Beloved Master, do I understand correctly that this is the state of holiness when you completely surrender to the spirit of the egregore?
Victoria clarified again.
Of course,
replied the Keeper of Knowledge, directing his energy of understanding and love towards the student.
At first, it happens briefly. Then if we tune in more, it lasts longer, longer. And then this state can even become permanent.
I had such an experience,
Margot said quietly, squinting her eyes slightly.
May I share it, Master?
The Master nodded with a smile.
I remember your experience, Margot. You have traveled a great path. Please share it with your friends.
I had a practice of merging with Yudam in the temple of the goddess Hatshepsut in Egypt. She was a great queen who raised her country from ashes and ruins. Honestly, Master, when you gave me this task, I thought I would never be able to fulfill it in my life. But I succeeded. I always carried a photo of Hatshepsut with me, placed it on my desk to remind myself of the spiritual practice. Tuning in to merge with Yudam, I always reminded myself, if she could, then I can too. I kept winding myself up constantly, and it really started working.
You did well, Margot.
The Master's eyes were filled with love and genuine joy for the student who discovered the great path of truth, faithfully performing the given practice.
Thank you, Master. Without you, nothing would have worked out. But now I think Hatshepsut has already been reincarnated 1,000 times after death. So, Her soul already exists as incarnated? Then who did I address? To a phantom formed in history?
Yes, it's a phantom that formed around the person's personality.
The sage replied.
But in that incarnation, the Great Spirit guided her, and we connect to the Spirit through her. And he, through us, also begins to manifest. Keeper of Knowledge, tell me, if we tune into you in our spiritual practice, does it aid in our development? Through our Master, can we feel God and connect with higher powers, am I correct?
Asked the tanned man dressed in traditional orange attire.
Of course, Matvey. If you tune into the Master, you activate the egregore, and we become closer to God. It's essential to tune into the conductor who is closest to us. For instance, if you are not familiar with the Master, you can tune into the tutor. The tutor is connected to the Master, and the Master is connected to God. Therefore, it is crucial to always tune into your tutor. Start imagining him mentally. Act as he would. Then the energy starts flowing to us from God. However, it's important to understand that it's risky to tune into the same person if they have disconnected from the Master. In that case, they are no longer a tutor for you, because they can only become a conductor for their own programs and deformities. So strive to know a Master who is always tuned into God.
You are right, Master,
exclaimed Margot.
If I hadn't thought of you during my practices, I wouldn't have achieved anything.
The girl bowed her head in gratitude. In response, the sage showered her with warm rays of kindness and unconditional love. Another hand rose.
I also participated in a practice of connecting with Yudam once,
said a slender, athletic woman with short blonde hair and sharp, needle-like earrings in her ears.
I remembered that many took the image of their closest priestess as Yudam. So they connected to her strong image and the spirits that guided her. Is that correct?
Yes, Christina,
replied the Keeper of Knowledge.
That's what they do if they want to adopt certain qualities. They already know a lot about the person and can tune into him, connecting to the desired egregore through him. For example, if we imagine Saint Nicholas, we tune into the Christian egregore, connect to the powers that guided this saint. And then these powers either help us, or we, with their help, bring benefits to others. All powers remain even after a person's death and live for a very long time. And then, through the image of a great person, we tune into the spirits, into the egregores that acted through him. And they can start acting through us in the same way.
Master, how long can these great powers exist after a person's death?
Asked Igor, looking at the Master with interest.
Powers live for a very long time, several thousand years, until they begin to be forgotten. There were pre-Christian religions before. Many have been forgotten because their spirits died, dispersed. Now, other spirits exist, act, live, which means other religions.
Replied the Keeper of Knowledge.
So, dead religions is not just an expression, but they are actually dead because the spirit of that religion dispersed and no longer exists.
Elena even jumped in place at this sudden revelation, under the crowns of the trees which were fully participating in the conversation. A majestic silence reigned.
Great Master,
Christina dared to attract the attention of the Keeper of Knowledge.
Tell us, do we necessarily have to merge with a specific Yudam? We need different powers. Someone wants to get rid of something and needs to connect with the destructive power of Kali, for example. Someone wants to create something, organize, and needs the creative aspect, Parvati. Someone needs the support and guidance of the Master. Actually, now I understand that at different moments in life, the power of each of these and many other Yudams may be needed. Is there any anchor in this case that will help us transition more easily from one state to another?
Victoria asked, twirling strands of silky hair in her hands. It was evident that the topic fascinated her.
Yes, there can be several images,
said the Keeper of Knowledge.
But it's essential to know them well, because if we choose a Yudam but know nothing about him, it's challenging to tune to him. There are familiar and understandable images, for example, the image of Christ. It's easiest to tune into him because many know him from childhood. There must be some bright image that evokes emotions in us. Once emotions arise, there is a telepathic connection with the spirit.
Master, do you have any recommendations on which Yudams we should tune into for our spiritual development?
Veronica clarified.
Take a strong image that is well known to you and try to imitate it. For example, the image of some great women from history, Roxolana, Cleopatra, Indira Gandhi.
The sage smiled.
One of the disciples chose the image of Hercules. He tuned in to become as strong and healthy as him, and it worked for him. The key is to vividly imagine the image. Strive for it with all your might. Never let it out of your mind, even for a second.
Great Keeper. So the crucial thing is for the image to emotionally inspire you. Be familiar and known specifically to you. Only then can there be an energetic contact,
Igor clarified.
Yes. It must always be an image that evokes emotion. Something abstract cannot evoke emotion and a vivid image. And without an emotional connection, it's challenging to establish telepathic contact and receive help from Yudam.
Explained the sage.
Beloved Master, am I correct in understanding that to tune into a specific image, for example, a great woman, one needs to suppress the flow of useless and often destructive thoughts and start thinking like her? Only then will the soul begin to change and develop?
Asked Darina with interest.
Not only think, but also act like her, have the same emotions. The more we visualize the image, immerse ourselves in it, the more we transform into our Yudam. If we imagine without emotions, get distracted, then everything becomes difficult.
Master, what can help us vividly imagine these images?
Eric asked with a calm voice.
To do this, there is mythology,
the sage replied.
For example, when we read the Gospel, we see how Christ is described there, see the deeds he performed, the miracles he worked. As soon as we read everything, we can already tune in to Christ. There are many vivid stories, legends, myths that help create an image in the mind and tune into it. It's not by chance that all legends are written in such beautiful, artistic language. It is done to make it easier for people to tune into the image. Imagine a vivid picture of how a person acted, thought, spoke. And then it's easy to tune in, to become like the image we are thinking about.
Keeper of Knowledge, may I ask another question? Will worship help in tuning in?
Asked Christina.
In the past, people used to worship goddesses, offering them gifts. I once had a statuette of the Master. I only now understand why it worked so magically when I worshipped it. Strong sensations and correct thoughts would come to me. So, when we perform puja, worship Yudam, does it strengthen our internal connection with them?
Exactly. When we worship, it's like opening ourselves to the flow. During worship, we fill ourselves with energy, information that comes to us. If a person doesn't worship, doesn't offer sacrifices, doesn't perform rituals, then he is in a closed state, and the power from Yudam's spirits does not come to him.
Master. It means that when we tune into Yudam, we are forming a new role within ourselves. Initially, it happens consciously when you tune into a deity or strong individuals, and then it starts happening automatically,
clarified Matvey.
Yes, in this way, a strong part is formed within us,
said the sage.
Our spiritual part shapes some strong aspects. What we can tune into is what will help us.
Thank you, Master,
Matvey said reverently. The Keeper of Knowledge smiled at him and slightly nodded, expressing benevolence. Today, he was pleased with his disciples. Each of them aspired to wisdom and enlightenment, and deep inner work was evident on every face.
Now,
said the Keeper,
we will experience the received knowledge in practice.
He effortlessly rose, scooped a handful of fine white sand, and scattered it into the wind, which suddenly started to strengthen.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.